Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show Wednesday here. And Brent Hesse joining me. Noah, how
you
doing?
Halfway through the week, you know, I say it almost every time. I'm sure it annoys y'all, but it's hump day. On there, huh? Wednesday.
It's not annoying. It's a staple. Everyone
it
loves
it. It is a staple in football.
Especially on a hump day when you've only had one work day so far this week.
True. That is true. So it's
kind of a short
hump. Early hump day, yes. I guess. But yeah, so I got something pretty cool.
All right, let's see what your Did You Know.
So here we go. So did you know one of our presidents, Jimmy Carter, he was actually the first president born in a hospital?
Jimmy Carter.
He was the first one. So, you know, in almost nearly 100 years he's lived on this earth. He's set a bunch of records and achieved almost as many firsts as he has records. In addition to being the longest living president in U.S. history, he was also the first born in a hospital. So it happened over in October 1st of 1924 in Plains, Georgia.
1924 is when he was born.
1924.
And so what number president was he? Like 30?
Oh, heck 30? If I know. I don't even know. I didn't even know that. I'm not good with presidents. Gotcha. Didn't pay much attention to history.
He's somewhere in the 30s, but I mean, that's pretty crazy that there were so 30, at least 30 presidents before him. And 1924
and he was born in 1924. So just wait. I got a crazier number for you here in a second, okay? So 1924 was when he was born. And then you got, more common for babies. They were usually born at home back then in the 20s. And so it was actually kind of crazy. But his mother was a nurse and just happened to have a room open at the local, it wasn't really a hospital, I guess, technically. At the time, it was called the Wise Sanitarium. Is what the place was called. And they had an available room, and so sure enough, they went over there, had the baby, and then that hospital actually got renamed to Lillian G. Carter Nursing Center, and so it kind of
named after him
named
and
after
his
mom. Him and his mom, right?
Cool.
So this is a crazier fact, just to me, I guess. So after Jimmy, okay, we've got a few more handful of presidents that were born after Carter, and Joe Biden. In 1942,
yeah.
Donald Trump, 1946, George W. Bush, 1946, and Bill Clinton, 1946. Oh, and then Barack Obama, 1961. So just think about those numbers, how recent Donald Trump was in office. Joe Biden is in office now.
He's older than all of them.
And he's older. I mean, George Bush was born at the same time Donald Trump was, and he was president. How much longer ago?
Yeah.
So that's just kind of crazy to think about.
I was just a kid.
So, I don't know. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. Out of all the presidents we've ever had,
A bunch of them were...
Biden is older than pretty much
all
the recent
them,
ones.
And he's just now the president. So, yeah. Anyways.
Well, that's a good did you know there, Noah. Here's mine. Did you know... Now, of course, what color is the ocean?
Well, it's blue. Technically clear, but it's blue. It looks
blue. Right. But did you know that oceans are becoming greener?
Greener?
Yes. So there's new research shows that the familiar blue hue of oceans have steadily been transforming over the past 20 years into a greener shade, especially in the tropical and subtropical areas of the world.
Huh.
And the reason for that is because a concentration of marine life can cause these emerald-colored waters. The green hue that's being detected is likely reflects a change in the ocean's phytoplankton, which is an algae responsible for 70% of the world's oxygen and provides the foundation for the marine food web.
I guess it's not a bad thing that there are a whole lot of them changing because that means we're getting more oxygen, I guess.
And it's, given more animals, more marine life, enough food to sustain them. So, it's interesting. And they say that it's not any crazy change. While scientists have been able to detect it, and satellites can detect the change, looking at the world from, a wide view, in most human eyes, you wouldn't notice a difference. But the ocean, getting greener. So if you are out in the ocean, take a look. See if you can recognize a difference from the last time
you
remember.
Maybe take a picture now and pass it down to your kids and see. Maybe your kid down the line will see a different colored ocean. Who knows?
Well, that's the Did You Know Show for you today. Thanks for listening. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.